Malta Real Estate Headlines. Gallatin Public Records now searchable online for MT Real Estate Pros. Netter Online provides a centralized portal to search Gallatin County public records, including property tax and assessor information. Montana real estate professionals can quickly access Gallatin property records and tax data to support transactions and due diligence. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/statemtcounty/Gallatin for fast Gallatin County property lookups. Malta Real Estate Headlines. Montana Realtor Commission Benchmark. Average hits, 5.67%. The average realtor commission in Montana stands at 5.67%, and understanding how this commission works is critical for industry participants. For Montana real estate professionals, knowing the local commission baseline helps set competitive rates and explain value to clients in a tight-knit market. Review the full breakdown of what's included in that 5.67% figure at the link below. Malta Real Estate Headlines. New Montana Property Records Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and owner data. Montana Property Records Search at PropertyChecker.com lets users check owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records in one place. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence by accessing consolidated property rights rather than navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark https://montana.propertychecker.com for faster title research and client property profiles. Malta Real Estate Headlines. Average Realtor Commission in Montana, what pros should know for 2026. A 2026 update on what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Montana and how they can save. Montana real estate professionals need to stay current on commission expectations to remain competitive and advise clients effectively in the local market. Review the full commission breakdown at https://realestatewitch.com/average-real-estate-commission-in-montana/ to inform your pricing conversations. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MT jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.